Thank you.
Okay, next up would be item 30, disposal GTA resolution. We have Paul Conklin, I believe, dealing with that. Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Secretary Roebling. Paul Conklin, Wildlife Program Administrator here in Pierre. Bringing three different land-related action items to you this morning. If you turn to page 49 in your booklet, we can kind of start there and just go down the list. First item, of course, is the GPA disposal. We introduced this to you a month ago, and have gone through the process of soliciting public input regarding the proposal to declare these game production areas as surplus. And of course, through that public input process, we did receive quite a bit of input, good input. We had some folks there today. We've received many letters and phone calls, both in support of the idea of selling these, as well as those who, as you heard yesterday, many folks who would like to see us retain some of these properties. So with that, I would take any questions you have about any of the properties individually, but the action that I'm taking today is to adopt Resolution 21-17, which is located on page 51 in your book. And this resolution would declare these properties surplus for Game Fish and Parks needs and direct the department to proceed with disposing the properties according to 4129.1 codified law, and that point out at the bottom of that resolution any proceeds from the sale of these properties would be dedicated to future GPA acquisition. I think that was kind of the concept behind getting rid of some of these lower value GPAs to find replacement properties that would more suit our needs as an agency and the needs of wildlife and the needs of our hunters and anglers. So with that, I would take any questions or request your action on Resolution 21-17.
Thank you, Paul. Any comments or questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire. Paul, thank you. As you alluded to, we have some comments specifically to discuss Maundry, portion of the lake, I guess. The 7.5 acres, could you kind of walk through what you would have presented that previously, and if you had any more thoughts after hearing testimony on the use of it and the value that you could get out of it currently, and also, the alternative, of course, which is go ahead disposal and use that money on purchasing more useful property.
Yeah, certainly, Commissioner Whitmire. The Maundry portion was again one of the game production areas that our regional staff looked at as part of their overall evaluation of all GPAs in up in the Northeast region. And the staff really felt that given the location of the property, the limitations based on its size, of course, having limited value for true public hunting opportunity, albeit, there certainly would be opportunity on there, and I think we heard that yesterday that some folks have tried to hunt on that property. Again, the other parts of this is that, it's a property where we're continuing to deal with some encroachment issues from some adjoining landowners, and of course that's not a reason unto itself to dispose of the property, because those sort of issues can certainly be dealt with. But in the whole evaluation process, the region felt, regional staff felt that this was property that we could actually get, you know, some value for it, and you could see that based on the, you know, how the property appraised. But to be able to turn that value over into a better property or someplace else that would really serve our needs and the needs of our customers much better than this property itself. And so that's why it was put on the list. And again, we recognize that that sometimes it's going to be particularly in an area like that where you're joining a very populated and popular lake, that, you know, there will be some opposition to the disposing of what essentially is green space. I think the part of this disposal process that we need to keep in mind is that, you know, by declaring the property surplus, what we are acknowledging and the U.S. Commission are acknowledging is that the properties that are declared surplus are no longer needed for game fish and parks purposes. And in this case, you know, this Maundry Park is a game production area, and its primary purpose is wildlife habitat and public hunting opportunities. And we just feel that this property doesn't provide the highest quality wildlife habitat or public hunting opportunity, but yet we still acknowledge it, as you heard yesterday in the input we received from the public, that there is other values in the property, you know, as green space. Again, going back to the primary purpose of the game production area, wildlife habitat, public hunting opportunities, again, we just saw that this property was not meeting the needs for our agency and our customers.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. That reiterates my recollection of what we heard originally. I did get a comment or suggestion about repurposing it, still holding on to it as a state-owned property, but it's in the park division. Do you have any thoughts on that, if there could be other public use for it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that, you know, when the department holds property, one of the things that we do with game production areas, of course, is, you know, they have that purpose, again, wildlife habitat, public hunting opportunities. But more importantly, in a discussion about repurposing it, is by state statute and, in fact, by South Dakota Constitution, the department is actually required to pay property taxes on game production areas. And so we do pay property taxes on this Maundry portion. Now, if a decision is made to repurpose the property into something other than a game production area, you know, that would take an action by the commission to redesignate it, and therefore it would become tax exempt at that point. Now, that's merely a situation regarding our properties and game production areas being subject to property taxes, all other department lands, parks, recreation areas, nature areas, all tax exempt. So that would just be a one factor that would play into repurposing that property. We want to make sure that, you know, if it were repurposed to another purpose, that, you know, that the wildlife division would not be liable for property taxes on it when it no longer serves the purpose of the GPA, but some other purpose.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Whitmire. Any comments?
Mr. Larkin. Thank you, Commissioner Larkin here. Say, what would be the sales procedure on something like this? How do you anticipate doing it?
Yeah, thank you for the question. The state law actually that deals with the disposal of property by the department deals with that or speaks to that clearly. And the property must be sold at public auction, and it must be sold for at least the appraised value. So essentially, it's a public auction, but it comes with a reserve of the appraised value. Our agency, in this case, as a commission deem, these properties surplus, and we are directed to move forward with the sale. In all likelihood, the agency will just merely contract with a real estate company or an auction company to advertise and market and then conduct the sales on our behalf.
All right, thank you. No, good discussion, and again, there's over time the department has gotten, and I'm guessing over time we will have more properties that with further analysis will be deemed not necessarily fitting into the mission of what the department is doing, and so we will continue to have this type of activity going on, both for the wildlife as well as the parks division. Because, of course, over history, 34 years ago, you might have got a piece of property that made sense, and now it doesn't today. And our mission, of course, the department's mission is to make sure we have the assets that we have out there in the field are being utilized to its fullest and best use by the public. And our hunt and GPA is really a hunting issue there. So that is how we arrived at this, and we will take the monies from this and put this into other areas that could be highly utilized. And we're getting calls on a regular basis throughout the state on where we can expand GPAs, and so we will be looking at those opportunities once these things are disposed of if the resolution was passed. So having said all that, I would entertain a motion to approve the resolution as written. It's been moved by Commissioner Bede. Second by Commissioner Whitmire. Further discussion. I recognize that these are, can be emotional issues, and people living near these properties feel strongly about how it would be nice if they were to be kept green space and not used. However, we as a department and as a commission, especially with the GPAs, are obligated to make sure that the property that we have in GPAs are utilized for hunting. And so that is how we arrived at where we're at today. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution to dispose of the property, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you.